beginning of the third millennium, which is the millennium of democracy and the upholding of human values and human rights, we witness such acts which are the most horrible, I can say. And also, you know, Muslim countries did show that, after all, they are not acting properly. They shouldn't have waited for Israel to have done something like this. They shouldn't have just stood by. And I think this is an unfortunate fact. OIC and this organization, following the fire in Masjid al-Aqsa, was formed. And it was the main reason why this Islamic conference organization was formed, in order to support the rights of the Palestinian nation. And we are very sorry that so far we haven't witnessed any unity among Muslim countries against Israel, and we have not seen enough done by these organizations. And as I said, this is a very sad fact. We do hope that at least this event, the atrocities perpetrated today, would show the true face of Israel, and Muslim countries would come to their senses and would open their eyes to the facts of what is happening in the region. And one way or another, this would awaken Muslim countries all over the world. This event was a moving one, and we do hope that international organizations would act properly, the United Nations and also different organizations supporting human rights. And unfortunately, all that we have heard so far, as I said, were empty slogans, but this may kind of bring them to their senses.
We talk of the OIC there, and that hopefully today's events may trigger some form of reaction. Analysts we've spoken to today say it's not just an Arab or a Muslim reaction that is needed, but an international one. What needs to be done internationally to stop the kind of events that we're seeing today?
Well, you see, in my opinion, this has got to be done at different levels, and we have to see this at different levels. One is just the Muslim nations, because they are at the forefront of confrontation with Israel. But the second level, as I said, was all the countries of the world. Nowadays, this is a crime against humanity. It's not only against Palestinians. This is the violation of human rights. What happened today was crime against humanity, and I do believe that the regime in Israel will have to be held responsible for this crime against humanity, and they have to be persecuted. And in fact, what happened today, this cannot be called anything but crime. They have to be tried as war criminals, and they have to be prosecuted accordingly. Well, international organizations now are facing a test, and they will have to try to present a credible face of themselves and to correct the wrongs that they have committed in the past. Otherwise, they're going to lose credibility, and people are not going to trust them because they turned a blind eye to actions such as this.
Many thanks there to MP Kazim Jalali, member of the National Security and Foreign Policy Commission here in Iran, giving us the Iranian reaction to today's events. The latest death toll, 195 people have been killed in those attacks. The breaking news, ongoing breaking news here on the ongoing coverage on Press TV. We're now going to our correspondent, Sari Al-Khalili. He's in the West Bank to give us the reaction from there, the protests been going on across the West Bank. Sari, what can you tell us of the latest?
Yes, tens of injuries among Palestinians in different protests all over the West Bank. We have injuries in Al-Khalil, Hebron, to the south of the West Bank, where Palestinians throw stones on the Israeli soldiers who responded with rubber bullets and gases. Tens of injuries were recorded in Al-Khalil, Na'alin as well, and Ramallah to the south of Ramallah, the entrance, the southern entrance near a hotel called a City Inn. Clashes were reported as well between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers who responded as well with rubber bullets and more tear gases. So tens of protests and tens of injuries were recorded among Palestinians.
What's the mood there in the West Bank now that the hours have gone by since the initial attacks? We're hearing from our correspondents in Gaza that more attacks have taken place as the dust settles and more people are taken out from the rubble. What's the reaction where you are? Do we have Sari on the phone? Okay, it seems that we've lost the connection there. That was our correspondent, Sari Al-Khalili, from the West Bank in Ramallah, giving us an update of the situation there. Palestinians have been gathering in Ramallah to show solidarity with their Gazans. Tens of different protests across the area. Hundreds and thousands gathering there to protest the attacks today. And the latest that our correspondent was giving us is that in Al-Khalil, tons have been injured, and that there's also been clashes reported in the Lin and the south of Ramallah between protesters and also Israeli soldiers. We're now going to Eheb Al-Hussein, if I'm not mistaken. Hamas Interior Ministry spokesman in Gaza. Eheb Al-Hussein, many thanks for being with us here on Press TV. Your reaction to today's attacks on Gaza and Hamas?
Okay, what happened today is a collective execution to the Palestinian in Gaza Strip. What happened in Gaza Strip is a very big mascara. This becomes because of the silence, the world silence, the Arab silence, the Islamic country's silence. Everybody saw in the last days the threatening of the Israeli government for the Palestinian in Gaza Strip and the civilians. Nobody said a word. So we have today more than 150 killed people, hundreds of injuries. All the people are threatened. Students were in the schools. They were running from these attacks happened in Gaza Strip. They mostly attacked all the security agencies' building. The world should say its word, because there is no way anybody in the world can see and look and see this vision of blood and say say nothing.
Israel says that it is your fault, Hamas's fault, that this has happened. What do you say to that?
Well, everybody knows that Israel always lying, because everybody knows that Israel is occupying Gaza Strip and occupying the Palestinian land. And when the Palestinian factions resist, they defend themselves, they defend their people, and nobody can equalize what's the Israeli can do with Gaza Strip by what the Palestinian faction threw from shells or some of the defending for our people. We see, everybody see that more than 150 killed people in less than 1 hour. And everybody see in the same time that more than 4 years there is no killed, there is no, this number didn't happen in the last 4 years by killing Israeli people. Everybody knows that Israel just want to kill the Palestinian people. They don't want to give us back our land, and the world should say its word.
What do you expect now to happen in the coming hours, the coming days? Ehud Barak in Israel has said that this is not going to end, that this is the beginning of these attacks. What do you expect?
We expect everything from the Israeli occupation. They could kill all the Palestinian people, they could kill all the civilians, they could destroy all the buildings. Everybody knows that the Israeli don't care about what they do, because all the world is silent in front of what they're doing, from destroying Gaza Strip and killing the Palestinian people. We say to stop this mascara, all the world should stop the Israeli government from what's going on in Gaza Strip. We know that any new strikes on Gaza Strip will make more hundreds of killed people, because everybody knows Gaza Strip is it's very crowd of people in Gaza Strip, and any strike will make more injuries and more killed people.
Analysts have been saying that this was an attack to destabilize Hamas, so that it will not be able to retaliate or have any strength within Gaza or outside it. What's the current situation with Hamas in terms of the military aspect and the political aspect inside the region?
Okay, I didn't hear all the question, but as I understood, what we can say is we in Gaza Strip and in the government, we are under a big siege since 2 years ago, and what we can do is just stay here, not to give up our rights. We have to stop this occupation and get rid of this occupation from all our land, and that's what we can do. And all the Palestinian people say the same thing.
And yes, we spoke to Fatah's spokesman earlier, and he said the most important thing right now is unity, and that there is unity standing against these attacks today.
Hello.
Do you have my voice there, Herbal Hussein? It seems that we've lost our connection there. We were speaking to Ehab al-Hussein, a Hamas Interior Ministry spokesman. He was telling us about the situation in Hamas. He said that the area in Gaza, should I say, not in Hamas, the situation there has been a siege for 18 months. He called today's events a massacre. And of course, there's been solidarity shown across the Palestinian territories. Let's go back to Sari al-Khalili in the West Bank, where we've been seeing protests and clashes, Sari, you were telling us, between Israeli soldiers and those protesters.
Yeah, right. Tens of Palestinians were injured during these protests in Na'aleen, Al-Khalil, to the south of the West Bank, and Ramallah, and different villages and cities in the West Bank. Many protests were held in solidarity with the Gazians and sending a message to Israel to stop its aggression in the Gaza Strip, and as well a message to the Palestinian Authority headed by Mahmoud Abbas to immediately halt the negotiations with the Israeli side and facilitate a national dialogue between Palestinian factions, particularly between Fatah and Hamas.
And we were speaking to a Fatah spokesman earlier, and he said now is not the time for any confrontation or blame games, but it is time for unity, and that Fatah stands behind the Gazan cause, and that this has been an atrocity. Do you think this tragic event might trigger some form of impetus in some way forward in terms of national reconciliation?
Absolutely, yes. Such a thing must push Palestinians towards national dialogue, and it is actually, because today, from what I saw during the protests in Ramallah, different factional flags were risen up by many Palestinians, Hamas, Fatah, PSLP, all the leftist parties. All of them rose their factional flags, including the Palestinian flag. And all of them were calling for the same message, to resume national dialogue and to form one national government in both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank in order to counter the Israeli attacks on Gaza. So it is growing up. The idea of a national government is growing up amid the Israeli attacks on Gaza.
Strategically, Sari, how much of a difference politically, strategically, militarily does a united Gaza have compared to a fractioned and factioned Palestine?
Of course, when we talk about division among Palestinians, it means that Israel is seizing the chance to attack Palestinians on a daily basis, to attack Palestinians in the West Bank, while military incursions are taking place on a daily basis in the West Bank cities, particularly in the northern cities like Nablus, Jenin, Tulkarem, and Qalqilya. The airstrikes also take place in Gaza, and the two governments still are talking about a national dialogue and minor things that occupy the news bulletins on TV stations and radio stations, while the main issue, which is the Palestinian cause and the Israeli occupation, is being being sidelined by Palestinian leaders.
Sari, I'm going to leave you there for a moment. Yep. Sari, we'll come back to you, but we're going to Yusuf El-Hulu, who's inside Gaza. Should you tell us what's going on there and the latest from the hotspot, which is, of course, Gaza. 195 people reportedly killed now, Yusuf.
Yes, Nargis, a while ago an Israeli airstrike took place and targeted the unknown target in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. Now, if you can hear the shots behind me, it's, as I mentioned before, it's an expression of anger. And mosques here are actually speaking in loud speakers, using loud speakers, and actually they're praying and they're actually condemning what is happening, and they are asking the people to be steadfast and to remain patient, and they pray to God that this misery, these attacks will be stopped by by the intervention of the Arab and Islamic world. Now, I also would like to add that, as you can see behind me, most of Gaza